Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chagig Daf Chav Zayin. We are starting Chav Vav Amud Beis at the bottom with Halacha Zayin. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mim Shar Bas Biyakom Moshe Harnish Shamos should have an Aliyah. So in the previous mission we had said that B'Shas HaRegel at the time of Yom Tif everyone's considered Chaverim. We trust everyone in regards to Tumat Tahara. That's even Amaratzim. So now knowing that the mission tells us Habiteches Chavisoy B'Maschal B'Yisase Agav HaRegel when it's Yom Tif and a person a Chaver he opens up his barrel of wine to sell to all the customers that come or he's a baker and he started a dough and he's selling his different breads and again this is the time of Yom Tif. So Rabbi Yehuda says Yigmar. He's allowed to finish it, meaning even after Yom Tif, when Amaratzim are not trusted in regards to Tahara, there's no Nemanus anymore, still he's allowed to finish selling it. However, say, Lo Yigmar, he's allowed to continue. That's because we're only Matahir something that Amaratz touched on Yom Tif. Now that it's after Yom Tif, we have to retroactively be Matame everything that Amaratz touched. Now, in the Mishnah, Misha Avar Regal, when Yom Tif passes, they were Mavir Al Taharas Azara, which means they would take the Kalim in the Azara from their places to be Tivel them. That's because of Tomas Amaratz. Amaratzim were there and they touched them, so this is very similar then that on Yom Tif there's no problem, but after Yom Tif retroactively say that they're Tameh. However, let's say Avar Regel B'Yom HaShishi, if Yom Tif finished on Friday, Loi Hayim Avirin, they wouldn't take the Kalim away B'nei Kvod HaShabbos. That's because of Kavod Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Afalo B'Yom Chamishi, not even on Thursday. Why is that? Shana Kehan Pnuyim, because they're ready on Thursday. Meaning, even if Yom Tif ends on Thursday, the Kehanim don't have time on Friday. That's because they're busy taking away all the ashes from the top of the Mizbech, from the Karbanus of over Yom Tif, and therefore this Heter extends even when Yom Tif ends on Thursday. The Gemara explains beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanan says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the end is mutter because of the beginning. Meaning the reason why, even after Yom Tif, he's allowed to continue selling from this barrel of wine or from this bread that he was selling on Yom Tif that was touched by Amaratzim is because of the beginning. If you're going to tell him that after Yom Tif, he's allowed to continue selling whatever's left in this barrel of wine or whatever bread he has, so he's not going to open it, he's not going to start in the first place. Says the Gemara, fine, so he shouldn't open it. Why should we allow him to continue selling wine after Yom Tif that was touched by Amaratz just because of this reason? Fine, don't sell it on Yom Tif. And the answer is, Afu might be Simcha Zeregel, that's going to cause a lessening of the Simcha of Yom Tif, and we want people to be Samecha Yom Tif. It's actually a Chiyuv, and that's why he's allowed to continue selling it even after Yom Tif. Now, Shlomo Nachman says, B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan, Ma Pligin, what's his Machlaikes, B'Chavash Shal Yain, only in regards to wine, and that's because the Chiyuv of Simcha on Yom Tif is with wine, Avu Chavash Shal Shemen, but in regards to barrel of oil, Kol Amamaydai, everyone agrees, meaning even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, She'ino Gaimra, that he's not allowed to continue selling it after Yom Tif. Now, the Gemara asks, In Shiv's Chacham in the Mishnah, that he's not allowed to continue selling this barrel of wine after Yom Tif. So what's he supposed to do with it? So Tanur Bchia, he says, Shaifcha could just be poured out. Whereas Tanur Bar Kapar, he says, Shaifcha, it has to be broken. And that's because he holds that even the barrel itself has Cheskas Tomo, that it was touched by Nama Aretz. Whereas Tanur Rav Chalaf to Bar Shaul, he says that Manichal Regal Abba, actually, he can keep this whole thing until the next Yom Tif and sell it next Yom Tif. Continues to cause a similar din. Rav Simon says, Vashem Rishu Ben Levi, Yom Tif Shchal Liyos Erev Shabbos, when the last day of Yom Tif is on Erev Shabbos, Oichel, according to the Chamim, he can eat from this barrel even on Shabbos. Why is it? Because Af Tishvais HaRegel Keregel, even Isruchag, that's Tishbos Regel, so to speak, the rest day after Yom Tif, that's just like Yom Tif itself. And since on Yom Tif there's no problem with Tumas HaMa'aretz, there's also no problem the day after Yom Tif when it turns out that it's Shabbos. Now, Amar Rabbi Zayri clarifies, Masis Amar Kin, we have the Mishnah that tells us this, Erev Pesach Kepesach, that Erev Pesach is just like Pesach itself in regards to Tumas HaMa'aretz, and the Yom Tivuach Katzeres. The Yom Tivuach is like Shavuos. What's Yom Tivuach? So we know Shavuos is only one day, and if that falls out on Shabbos, so no Karbonos is allowed to be brought then, because you can't bring Karbonos of Yom Tif on Shabbos, so Sunday, the day afterwards, is called Yom Tivuach, it's the day of Shechting. That's when all Yom Tov Karbanos are brought, and so that Yom Tivuach has the same day as Shavuos. And Rav Chananya, he tells us, Ofanan Tanin and Derabba. We even learned in our Mishnah a bigger chiddush than this, because Rabbi Yehuda said, Af lo b'yom chamishi, even if Yom Tov ended on Thursday and Isruchag is on Friday, still the Kalim are not going to be removed, which means we're still makel with this Tumas HaMa'aretz. Why is that? The Mishnah said, She'ein HaKehanim Pnuyin, because the Kehanim aren't free, and we see a source for this then, and even a bigger chiddush in our Mishnah. And the Halachas Mishnah continues discussing, Ketzan Avirna Al Taharas HaZara, how are we Mavir Al Taharas HaZara, how do we deal with being Matar, the Kalim in the Azara from Tumas HaMa'aretz after Yom Tif. So Madbilan is HaKelim Shavu Mikdash, they're matable the Kelim that were in the base of Mikdash. Now there's Machlokes, if we're Gairus this next part of the Mishnah, we're going to read it anyway. Va'arim Lohem, they tell them, Hizaru, be careful, Shaloi Tigu B'Shulchan, not to touch the Shulchan, according to this version of the Girsa, that's because the Shulchan is not to be removed from its place. Mishnah continues, Kol Kelim Shavu Mikdash, all the Kelim that are in the base of Mikdash, Hayulhen Shni Mushlishim. They had seconds and thirds, meaning there was two sets of replacement Kelim in the base of Mikdash. Why is that? She'im Nitmur Shainim, Yavu Shneim Tachtein. That's because if the first main set of Kelim came Tame, we'll be able to bring the second ones, the replacement, and if those became Tameh, we could even bring the third set of replacement. Another din, call Kelim Shavu Mikdash Tunin Tevila, all the Kelim in the base of Mikdash require Tevila. Right now we're understanding this means that after Yom Tif, all Kelim in the base of Mikdash have to be Tivled, except for the Mizbech Hazav, which is inside the Heichal and the Mizbech Nechayshes. And why is this Mnei Shein Kekarka? That's because they're like Karka. David Rebbe Lezer's religion says, Zacham and Lacham argue, they say that no, Mnei Shein Mitzufin, they're covered, so they actually couldn't be Makabal Tumah. The Gemara's going to discuss exactly what's going on over here. But right away, the Gemara asks on this din, the kol kelim shayu mikdash tu'un tevila, the kelim tu'un tevila. What, all kelim need tevila? Why are we saying that all kelim the base of mikdash need tevila? They weren't necessarily touched by nama aretz, they didn't necessarily become tamei. So why are we saying that every single kelim the base of mikdash needs tevila? So Amar Rav Bahi says, ani aimer, I explain, that's because maybe one of the kelim over here didn't have hazah, meaning we're being tevil all these kelim for a totally different reason, not because we're chayish that nama aretz touched them and they became tamei. It's because we're afraid that maybe there's a kli over here in the base of mikdash that became tamei mace and it didn't have proper hazah done to it, being metaret from its tumas mace. So throughout the year, wouldn't act on this chashash, and we could just continue using all the kalim. However, since anyway we're going to be tevil kalim after yomtev because of tumas ama aretz, so we're just going to take all the kalim because of this chashash, and we're going to be tevil them. As the gemara me'at nach shel kulon. So from now, let's be chashash for all of them. Meaning we should even take the first level and second level replacements, because again, if we're not being chashash that ama aretz touched it, rather it had tuma on it from beforehand, so we should literally open up every single closet and storage bin of kalim in the base of mikdash to be tevil them. But we're not doing that. This din that all kalim need tevila are only referring to the ones that were in use. So what's going on? So I say there's a different chashash. That perhaps one of the kaihanim was there. Shiyasal dabarim isha. He went out to speak with a woman al iske kina regarding her ken. Ken is a bird pair that a zava has to bring. In other words, a kain was called out of the base of mikdash to speak to a woman who is a zava. She had to clarify certain things regarding the karbanos that she was going to have to bring after she became tahor from her ziva. And what's the chashash over here? And some spittle came from her mouth, landed on his clothing, and was metame him. That saliva was still wet, and the kain went inside the base of mikdash. Now he's considered to be noisei es hazav. He's carrying something that has tumas ziva on it. So when he touches kalim, he's actually metame them. And so that's the reason why we're going to be tevil all the kalim. As the gemara, fine, me'atav, if that's really the case, so nachshel kulam, we should be chayshesh for all the kaihanim, not just all the kalim, but also all the kaihanim. So the gemara says, you're right, we have a different chashash. Different, we can explain, b'shenitam b'safik mashkin, the reason why we're being tevil the kalim is because they became tame with safik mashkin, meaning we have liquid that became safik tame, and that touched the kalim. That's where we're going to be tevil all the kalim after yomtev. As a matter, how can you say that? Tamantanu, over there we have mishnah meseches taras safik mashkin. Then we have liquid that safik became tame, so li tame tame. In regards to it itself being tame, we say that it's tame, meaning this liquid, even though we're not 100% sure that it became tame, we have to be machmir and say that it's tame. But ulatame tahar, in regards to it being metame other things, we say that it's tahar. So how could you say that the kalim based on mikdash are being tevil after yomtev because they were touched by safik mashkin? Safik mashkin is not metame anything. So our answer is no, that's different. Taman betruma, that's talking about truma. Vakan b'kaidesh, over here we're talking about kodshim. Chaymer hu b'kaidesh, there's a chomer by kaidesh that the safik mashkin are metame it. Now another din in regards to tevilling all the kelim of the base of mikdash after yomtev. Tanu we've a braisa shulchan shenitma. If the shulchan became tame on yomtev, madbilin oisa bezmanoi, we're tevil it in its proper time. Meaning after yomtev, we're going to take the shulchan and we're going to be tevil it. And that's a feel b'shabbes. Even if it comes out that the day after yomtev is on Shabbos, we're going to be tevil it. Divra Meir's opinion. Say miyad, we're going to be tevil it right away. If it came tummy on yomtev, we're going to be tevil it right away. As the gemara shkachas amar turns out that you say al da'at der meir kontra meir matame shnei lechamim, two lechamim are going to become tamei, whereas al da'at der rabbanu kontra rabbanu ain matame lechem echad bovad, only one lechem is going to become tamei. What's this referring to? So we know the shulchan housed the lechem apanim, the 12 breads that were on it every single week. These were switched out on Shabbos, and there's no regel, there's no yomtev. Obviously, you're talking about Pesach and Sukkot that doesn't have a Shabbos in it, and so we're talking about where shulchan became tamei on yomtev, and Rav Meir says we're not going to be tevil it until after yomtev. So that means that since there's a Shabbos on yomtev, and we're going to be switching out the lechem upon him for a new one on that Shabbos, turns out two sets of lechem upon him are going to be tamei. The one that was on the shulchan when it became tamei, and the new one that's being put on it that Shabbos, that's also going to become tamei because it's being placed on a tamei shulchan. And again, that's because Rav Meir holds that we're not going to be tevil the shulchan until after yomtev. But according to the rabbanon, that we're going to be tevil the shulchan right away the moment it becomes tamei. So the only set of lechem upon him that became tamei is the one that was on it when it became tamei. But right away we're going to be tevil it. So when Shabbos comes, we're going to be putting a new set of lechem upon him on it. It's already going to be put on a tahor shulchan. That one's not going to become tamei. However, Amar Yaakov Bar Susai, Kumir Biyasi tells us, I feel that the drum mayor, even according to a mayor, in matame lechem echol bovad, only one set of lechem upon him is going to come tamei. Tifter, how could this be explained? Shenitim b'safik mashkin, it's referring to became tamei with safik mashkin. And in that case, since it's only a chumra of kachim anyway, that safik mashkin is able to be matame, so it's only matame the lechem upon him, which is on the shulchan when it became tamei, but not the one that it was switched out for. Now, just one more memory about being tevil kalim. Pam achas udbils ha-menoira, one time they were tevil the menoira because it became tamei, and Omer Tzedukim, the Tzedukim said, Re'u perush madbilim galgal chama, see the Tzedukim are being tevil the sun. The sun is called galgal chama, the circle or the orb of the sun, and the reason why the Tzedukim were making fun is because they held, wrongfully so obviously, but they say that since the menoira is just there to provide light, so it's like the sun, and therefore it can become tamei, and so that's how they were making fun of the perushim, which are the good yidin, that they're being tevil the menoira. But obviously, again, as we say, the Tzedukim are wrong, and the menoira should be tevil when it becomes tamei. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss kelim beis hamikdash. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.